You know, when the Holy Spirit starts to awaken us to different things, I can relate to Judy because of my lack of knowledge, my lack of wisdom, my lack of discernment. And learning the Word and then actually doing the Word is totally different. Okay? Until it becomes real to you and me, it's just another written book. And God had to, I don't know what else to say, but to draw me into the Word first, I needed to really submit myself by choice, because the emotions usually get in the way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Physical, spiritual dilemmas, different kinds of war games that happen. Tries to pull you off of the course that God has prepared for you. But I've learned that on all things, God is a conqueror. He takes you through. And I would have liked to have it easy. But it wasn't. It was through multiples of levels of mistakes. And the scripture I heard this morning was Mark 11:24. So if you want to take a skip over to Mark chapter 11, we're going to look at verse 24, and then we're going to kind of spread it out from there. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now, my normal pattern is to look at the circumstances, look at the situation, and evaluate. That's because a man's mind is always working to try to find out which path is best. That's part of his gift from God to be a leader, to guide his family into freedom, and to look at all the circumstances and make a quality decision. But with God, it's totally different. With God, he tells you, look at my word, declare what I say, declare what I am telling you about the situation, and it will be done if you believe it. If you believe it. My problem was I had a believing disability. How many have had disability with believing? Because the circumstances and the facts are lying in front of you. They're right there. They are, in fact, usually spotlighted. And there's like a strobe light that constantly brings you to that awareness about the circumstance. I think the first time that I really tasted of this particular scripture was back in the 78 could be. And in 2 Corinthians 10:5 it says, pull down every stronghold and make it obedient to Christ. I'm not asking you to go there. I'm just giving you the scripture so that if you need to, you can go back and you can check this out. Strongholds are ways of thinking that are in you, usually from the time that you're a child. The stronghold that I had in me was, if you sneeze 3 times in a row, you genuinely have a cold. That's the facts.
Sometimes I sneeze over 10 times.
But see, you see, what I am sharing with you, that if I was, you know, to sneeze 3 times, from the time I was a teenager, that was a reality for me. You sneeze 3 times, you've got a cold. Okay? Now that was the way that my brain was connected, that's the way it worked, that's the way it was for years and years. So for 30 years or so, I have believed that if I do 3 sneezes in a row, I have a cold. So you can imagine if I had 2 sneezes, I did everything under my power to stop breathing so that I would not literally have a third sneeze. Go ahead and laugh. It's the truth. I am not lying to you. I believe this.
I think it's cute.
I didn't think it was cute. So it's in January or February.
You're holding that is cute.
Okay. So now, I have actually had three sneezes, and I've got all the symptoms of a cold. My body is in torment. My nose is all stuffy. I can't breathe. And I am declaring what I have learned. That particular scripture taught by Kenneth Hagin. And I don't know if it's a book I read, I don't know if it's a program I listened to, or when I went to see him down in Worcester, but I am now totally aware that if believing I have received, it will be done unto me. So if you think I'm going to declare that I have a cold, you've got news coming. I wasn't going to declare that because the facts were being exposed, and I had believed that I had sneezed three times, and I had all the symptoms that were driving me into a torment. My head felt like three times its normal width. I couldn't breathe, etc., etc. I'm taking all kinds of medication. And I'm coming home after work. And I said, Irene, I don't have a cold. She says, you ain't got a cold. What the hell is wrong with you? Can't you see your nose? No, I don't have a cold. Oh, okay. Well, what have you got? I don't have anything. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. Mark 11:24 says, if you believe with your heart, and I'm believing that I'm healed. I don't have this stuff. She said, well, you better go to bed and take two aspirins. Or something to that effect. Because she's looking at the circumstances, and I don't look that great. So now this has gone on for 2 days, Thursday and Friday. Started Thursday night, Friday all day, Friday all night, Saturday morning. I get up, and of course the symptoms are very much alive in my body. I get out of bed, and I'm saying, thank you, Jesus, I'm so glad you healed me. Of course, I can't really speak because my head is still fully swollen, etc., etc. So I get myself into gear, I have a small breakfast, and I'm off to the office. And I opened all the doors at the store, and I sit myself down at my desk, and I open the Word of God, and I'm kind of looking at the Word, and I'm having another coffee or something, and the phone rings, and it's Loretta Slate. You guys know Loretta? Okay, well, she's gone with Jesus now, so she's going to testify on the other side. Loretta Slate is calling me to find out something about what's going on with the prayer meetings and so on. I don't remember what it was. Hi, how are you? I'm doing my best to talk. And she says, oh, Kim, she says, you have a cold. I'm so sorry. And I said, no, I don't. I do not have a cold. And I was screaming. Okay? Because, of course, if I talk normal, because I couldn't talk normal. As I declared that word, something triggered inside of my heart. And every symptom disappeared. The head cleared up. The sinuses were fully free. I didn't have any symptoms left. And she says, oh, you sound so much better. I says, I told you I don't have a cold. Okay? Of course, when I came home, I don't have any symptoms left. And I'm giving all the glory to the Lord because I know His word was truth. That's when this word became a reality to me. Because I tasted it myself. Okay? You know how quiet it was for a couple of days at home? Because the symptoms were gone. I had dealt with the truth. Look at your neighbor and say, God's word is my truth. Rather than the facts. The facts were a reality in this experience. And they continued for 2.5 days. God's word activated the angels. And they came over and delivered the symptoms and got rid of them for me. And I gave glory to him, not me. But I'll tell you, there was a war going on. The brain was saying, you're sick of the dog. Listen to what you're saying. It doesn't make a damn bit of sense. And you know what? God is not sensible. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Say, God is not sensible. He doesn't use common sense. Because otherwise he'd be a common God. He's a supernatural father. He's the father of my spirit. He's the father of the spirit of truth. Which is Christ Jesus. Alive inside of me. Hallelujah. That's the truth. And I can depend on the truth instead of the facts. The facts are what you see. The symptoms are very real. But the truth is, Jesus already paid the price. Where? On the cross. Goes right back to the cross. It goes right back to him shedding his blood to set you free. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes you were healed. When he was whipped, every one of those diseases was taken care of. Every one of them. Now, the Holy Spirit, within a day or two, said, what happens if you sneeze again? Right away, my whole body went rigid. Because the fear of three sneezes, go ahead and laugh. It's the truth, I'm not lying to you. The stupidity that I had believed for 30 years was exposed. 30 years of stupid can be done away with one truth. Close your eyes one more time. Say 30 years of stupid can be done away with. With the spirit of truth.
With the spirit of truth.
My responsibility is to get the truth.
My responsibility is to get
and it is to declare the truth.
And, it's to declare the truth.
And the spirit of truth is Christ Jesus.
And the spirit of truth is Christ Jesus.
And he set me free.
And he set me free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now, I got to deal with this crazy attitude that I have. That I have to force myself to stop breathing every time I have two, three sneezes. Okay? So how do I do this? I said, Holy Spirit, I have a problem. And you are the problem solver. The Holy Spirit is a counselor, comforter, healer, and restorer. So he's got a job to do. Where is he? He's inside of me. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So now we have a little talk. Holy Spirit, I don't like this. Where all this began, I don't know. But I'm sorry. I'm going to ask you to forgive me, Holy Spirit. Because that thought pattern did not establish itself from God's truth. It came with symptoms and some results of symptoms. Ephesians 6:12 says, your battle is not against flesh and blood. It is against principalities and powers and heavenly demonic spirits of all types trying to destroy you. Mm-hmm. And James chapter 3 says, the power of life and death is in your mouth. Happens to be your tongue. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture, but if you want to get free, you're going to have some homework to do. If you want to stay the way you are, go ahead. Enjoy the trip. Sneeze three times. Enjoy the cold. Because he wants an open door out of your mouth or out of some experience that he'll give you. Oh, I felt a cold wind. I know I'm going to have a sore throat. Well, go ahead. Enjoy it. Enjoy it because you've submitted to it. Romans 6:16 says, to whom you submit to, you become a slave to. Do you want to be a slave to sickness and disease? Do you want to be a slave to three sneezes? I was. I was definitely in slavery. I would do anything not to have that third cotton-picking sneeze. Your head just comes ready, almost ready to explode when your body is having a problem. So I repented and asked God to change my mind. I said, Lord, from now on I can have a dozen sneezes and it's never going to happen again that I'm going to have a cold because I sneezed. I didn't go and get a container of pepper to test it out, because I could have. But I began to confess God's word. My battle is not against me, made of flesh and blood. Close your eyes. Say, my battle is not against me.
My battle is not against me.
Made of flesh and blood.
Made of flesh and blood.
It is not against sneezing.
It is not against sneezing.
It is not against darkness that has been operating in my mind. God's Holy Spirit
has an ability
to change my focus
from the truth
or to the truth. It's up to me.
I make the decision.
I either choose the truth
or the facts.
If I enjoy the facts,
it's okay.
God will respect me to stay the way I am. But if I choose to accept the truth,
the truth will set me free.
His name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That's what he did with me.
How many have tasted of this? Hear me now. I want you to go back in Mark 11. Verse 20 says, in the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look! The fig tree you cursed has withered. How do you curse something? But you do it with words. Then he says, have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Do you know that your best friend can be instigating you to have doubts? In my case, it was my wife, and it was those around me, and including Loretta. She was declaring what she heard. I declared what the truth was. When I declared the truth, it impacted me because I had been declaring it for 2.5 days. But it hadn't reached my heart yet. The doubts were still doing their best to keep me bound. And the symptoms were ongoing. But when I got angry enough, and I said, I do not have a cold. All the doubts had been dealt with. Hear me. This is the Lord speaking to you. Okay? Go throw yourself into the sea. Does not doubt in his heart, but believe what he says. It will happen. It will be done to him. Did you hear me? It's up to you to believe what he says, and how to do it is already there. It's not a complicated reality. Some people say, oh my God, if you start all this stuff, we're going to be in the Kenneth Hagin camp. No, I'm just trying to tell you, clean up your mouth. Your mouth can either keep you bound or set you free. It's up to you. And it's not a reprimand to you. I'm telling you what I did. Do I do it all right? Absolutely not. Am I getting better than I was? Yes, I am. It's progression, a little bit at a time. You're not going to get mature
overnight. If you take a 3-year-old, you think he's going to grow up in a matter of a couple of days? No, it's going to take time. Watch verse 25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Now I want you to go to 1 Peter. Chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Because I think you're going to get this one and it's going to make it quite clear. Therefore, verse 1. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, and envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. The word there is grow up. A baby starts with milk, but you don't feed him milk when he's 20. Unless he's really hurting. And he can't eat. Under normal conditions, milk will be a nice addition to his meal. If he likes it. But the bottom line is, spiritual milk is for those that are coming into the kingdom. It's also for you sometimes just to go back and start taking a look. But the end result is you got to grow up. And at growing up time, it's not always comfortable time. Amen?
Amen.
Because you and I become responsible as adults. So adults in Christ are going to be teaching others. That's what we're doing. Is it fun? No, not always. Sometimes we'd like to have them become adults overnight. Amen? Father, I thank you for these that you have brought today. I thank you for these that are listening to this message. My prayer is that they really look at this word. That the spiritual milk is provided so that they will have a hunger for it. And then to grow up into their salvation. That's the word for today. Grow up in your salvation. Grow up in the maturity that God has called you to. And you're not to compare yourself with your neighbor. Please don't do that. Oh well, they got it made and I don't. Baloney. They may have it made in 3 corners. You might have it made in 4. Here you are comparing yourself. Not from the Lord. Not from God. Do not compare yourself, please. Now bow your heads. Father, I ask that you would just bless them with this wisdom. Confirm this truth to them in your word over and over so that they will see the intensity of the responsibility of maturing. And not to be afraid of it, but to trust the Holy Spirit to counsel and comfort and restore whatever the enemy has stolen. Whatever lies have been invested into their hearts. Father, bring that truth, the Holy Spirit's truth, with full impact so they'll know what to do and the grace to carry it out.